Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast that will help you learn from living to a worldly life to now a godly life. Okay, sorry, my voice is a little out of it. Your girl just had a stress attack because her test was completely different from what she wanted to learn. So, yeah, that was fun. So if I'm a little red, that's also why. Sorry about that. Anywho, I know the last episode said I would go ahead and start talking about the fruits of the spirit and all that. I'm actually going to talk about something else because something just came into my heart and I felt like God really wanted me to talk about this just because I know there's so many people, especially now in this season, like there's graduations, there's holidays, there's birthdays, like everything, like all family and everything, like everyone just wants, is stressing out for everything to be perfect and everything to go right. So I feel like this is like a perfect, like, transition and all that. So yeah, God put it on my heart and I feel like you guys might need to hear it too. Before we get started, let's just go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for everybody that is listening to this podcast. Lord, I am praying over their lives and their needs. You know what they are and you know how you need to work in their lives, Lord, and I pray that they continue in their faithfulness and seeking you for your presence, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for this opportunity to host this podcast, Lord, and to speak your word and let your spirit take over my mouth, Lord. Let your words flow through my tongue in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so today's episode is called Why Me? Have you ever just felt like God is against you somehow? Like every reason everything goes wrong is because God is like punishing you in some type of way. Have you ever felt like life is just completely against you? That everything just has to go wrong because nothing can ever go right? Well, my friend, you're not alone. Happens to everybody. We all have a season in our life where everything just goes wrong. But why is that? Going back to the beginning of the Bible, we all know Naomi. You know, Ruth's mother-in-law, the one who everybody left, but Ruth stayed with Naomi. The one whose husband died, whose two sons died, she was all left alone and was forced to move back to her own homeland. Naomi lost her husband, two sons. She even changed her name to Mara, which meant bitterness. She felt God has turned his back on her, but little did she know that God was just using her to lead Ruth to God's path. She saw how the Lord has transformed and blessed her and later realized God has a plan all along. Me personally, I can relate. I lose a lot of things all at once and then boom, I feel like, okay, I probably did deserve it, but God is against me. Or why is everything going to me while everyone else is getting everything they wanted? Jealousy can take in on that, as well as bitterness, and as well as some type of resentment towards God. When we feel like things are not going our way, we need to understand that things are going to be going God's way. Let go, let him take control. There are so many ways God has used us without even us realizing it. In our moment, in our presence, we think that God has it out for us. There's different reasons why for that. You know, like if we're going through a storm, a trial, some type of conviction, some type of test, something that is going to put us in a position where we are feeling like we're probably going to fail in life or something's going to go wrong. Why do we blame God? Is he not the creator of all things? Is he not the man who planned everything? Why do we tend to blame God for everything that goes wrong to us? And why do we feel like God is the one who puts it against us? Let's go back to the book of Job. You know, the man where everything literally went wrong for him. Everything changed for him. He had the best life. He was the richest man there was. Everything was perfect. Life couldn't get any better. Job was living a very unfortunate life. Everything just kept going wrong. Like, literally everything. Job had it all. He was the richest of the area, but Satan told God that Job would stop worshiping him if he took everything away. God said, bet. You think my child is going to leave me just because I stopped giving him gifts? Nah. Okay? Faithfulness over riches. Job lost everything, and it got so bad that people even questioned him. They were like, dude, why are you still worshiping God? Is he not the one that took everything away? Is he not the one that stopped blessing you? What is there to be worshiping? What is there to be giving praise? Why? Because God let me breathe every single day. Because God let me live every single day. There's so many stories in the Bible where people are going through certain types in their lives and they feel like everything is just going wrong. Why that person? You keep reading and reading and reading in the book of Job, you see that God used him as an example to us, especially how important faithfulness is. Because yes, he had it all. Yes, he lost everything. Yes, he is going after trial after trial after trial after trial after trial. And yet he still remains faithful to God. And he still is living for God. And he's still giving praise to God. Because God has a plan for us no matter what. And I know people are sometimes, it's a broken record. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Keep your faithfulness. Da-da-da-da. I'm telling you. It may not seem like it right now. Everything might be going wrong for you right now. But just like how Naomi lost her husband and her two sons, she had Ruth. She had someone that was loyal and faithful and led her to a better life. Something that she didn't even realize that God would be doing. She watched God use Ruth. She watched God take this woman who only knew of her life and her culture and her lifestyles and transformed her into a godly person who was now married to someone and living a life for him and still taking care of her. God used Ruth to show Naomi faithfulness and loyalty. And God used Naomi to show Ruth the Christianity way. And it probably wouldn't have happened if she didn't lose her two sons and husband because she was forced to send back home and Ruth wouldn't have met Boaz. Again, things happen for a reason. There's trials and it may not seem like that we're in that way today, but things are going to happen for a reason. I mean, take Apostle Paul for a reason. Dude, everything had it out for him. Dude was in prison so many times. I feel like the entire Bible, he was locked up. There's probably a few moments in the Bible where he actually wasn't locked up. And when he wasn't locked up, he was getting thrown stones at or even beaten up. And yet he gets beat up. He gets back up. It's like, all right, let's do it again. Let's go to the next place. Let's go spread words, the word of God. But why? Why are these people so faithful to God and everything is just going wrong to them? Because the word of God is more important than anything else. Because our Lord and Savior is the one who has created us. We wake up every single day breathing. And yes, life sucks, but guess what? I'm alive. I'm alive and I can use that to an advantage of working for God's kingdom and being used by other people. Show those who don't know who God is and use that. My life might be going wrong, but I can use that to make someone else's life go right. Christianity is a huge part of selflessness. Don't be selfish about this. Everyone has problems. Everyone goes through something. Everyone has issues that they need to resolve, and some people aren't. And look, nobody's perfect. We all have our mistakes. We all have our things. People fall back. People come back. That's the best part about being human, is we're allowed to make mistakes. We are allowed to be imperfect because we're human, and we have flesh, and we have a spirit, and we have a soul. We're allowed to make mistakes, guys. It's okay. We're allowed to live an imperfect life. You don't have to put on a fake face when you go into church and be like, oh, I'm a holy Christian. Oh, I could praise the Lord. Because guess what? Nobody is like that. There might be some others who are more advanced in their Christianity and faithfulness than you are, but that does not mean that you're not a good Christian. Everybody has their own time. God has a time for their own things. And God has a plan for every single individual. God will not put you in anything that you cannot handle. He's going to put you in something because he wants to see, okay, I'm going to bless you and I see that you're worshiping me, but what if I take this away? Are you still going to love me? Take Naomi for an example. Naomi completely changed her name into something that meant bitterness because she resented God, because she felt as if God turned his back on her. Look at that and then look at Job. He lost his kids. His entire family was like basically murdered. Lost all his riches, lost all of his land. And he still was worshiping God. Dude was sick and almost dying. He was still worshiping God. Naomi turned her back. Job worshiped God. Naomi lost her husband. And Job lost everything. Naomi had Ruth. Job had nothing. You see the difference on that? How strong faithfulness is into our lives? How important faithfulness is? How important it is to remain loyal to God no matter what? Because yes, life is going to suck at the first times. There's going to be times where everything is going to go wrong. And there's going to be times where we feel like, why me? God, why is everything going wrong for me while everything is going right for that person? Because God sees you. You have your own story. You don't have theirs. You have your own walk with God. You're not walking the walk with God for them. You're walking it for you. So yes, some people might look like they're better off with than you are. But guess what? They're not you. I bet you that you might think that they're better off than you are. And they're probably looking at you like, wow, they're better off than me. Everybody has their own walk with God. So don't let jealousy kick in. And don't let it be to the point where you feel like God is like turning his back on you. Because God's not. He loves you. He worships you. He is so in love with you that no matter what we do to him, he's still going to forgive us. He's still going to choose to love us. He's still going to bless us no matter what, even though we don't deserve anything. And he's still going to give us air in our lungs and a will to live. There's this book that I was reading, and it is called The Embracer Almost by Jordan Lee Dooley. And she uses labor pains as an example of reward for unwanted pain. So I'm going to use that example too. Like when you're going through labor, I've never been into labor, so I really can't fully relate to it, but I kind of get the gist of it, okay? When you're in labor, you're getting these contractions, there's extreme painfulness, like you're uncomfortable, you're in pain, it's constant, it's going in and out, and you're just like, oh my gosh, can I get this over with? It could be hours, it could be minutes, depending on your situation. Doesn't matter how long it takes, it's going to be painful and you're going to be dreading it the entire time. And you're in that moment, you're like, why? And the end of it, you get a beautiful little baby that brings you a whole bunch of joy. Just like us right now in our walk with God. We're going to go through a part in our lives where everything is just going wrong. Everything is just terrible and we hate it. And we're like broken down. We're in pain all the time. We're upset. We're uncomfortable. We are depressed. We're full of anxiety. And then at the end, what is our reward? Living in the kingdom of God, having eternal life, being blessed by our Lord and Savior, living every single day, waking up every single day, being used, being blessed by the family, a husband, a wife, a house, a car, whatever it is that God is giving to you. We're going through trials because God has a plan for us and he's going to use that to reward us. And no, it's not, let me do this and this and that, and then God's going to reward me for that. No, don't get that mixed up. Okay, God is going to use us in our own ways. We are all different people. We have different faiths. We all have our own stories that God has written for us. So next time you think, why me? Think about it this. Naomi lost everything. Job lost everything. Apostle Paul was thrown in and out of jail and beaten up every time he wasn't out in jail for spreading the word of God. And then Jordan Lee Dooley, she has a testimony, okay? She has been struggling to have a child, and now she has two kids she was able to adopt, and then she gave birth to her own child. There's so many people who have all these testimonies in their lives, and like when I tell you, people are so encouraging just to look at their testimonies and see where God brought them from. Because people are going to go through trials and people are just gonna be like that. Like Jordan Lee Dooley, she was wanting a child for so long. She's had miscarriage after miscarriage, and then boom, God decided, okay, I see that you're still with me. I will give you their child. Naomi lost her husband and her two sons. She turned her back on her. But Ruth said, no, I'm here. I'm staying with you. I'm not going to leave you. And then sooner or later, she realized that God had it out for her. And God used her and blessed her. There are so many times where God is going to be with us in our trials, in our midst, in everything that we are saying that is the worst part of our lives or the most painful part of our lives. God is going to be by our side no matter what, okay? He's going to bless you no matter what. He's going to love us no matter what. Let's say, like, okay, for example, you lost your job, you lost your car, you lost your house, you lost everything. And I mean everything. And then on top of that, a family member passed away. And you're just like, how can I stay faithful when everything I had was lost? Mind you, materialistic things was lost. Your spiritual stuff has never been taken away. We don't need materialistic items to be proven that God is there for us. We don't need riches. We don't need all this materialistic stuff from the world to show that God loves us. God is not here to give you a mansion and a whole bunch of gold to whatever. He's here to show us faithfulness and love and kindness and nurturance. He's here for our souls and not our bodies. We don't need materialistic things, okay? Everything that Job lost was materialistic things. Everything that Naomi lost was something that wasn't spiritual. It was a test to see how much her faithfulness would remain. Everything Apostle Paul had, he said, this is worth it. Because his son has been beaten and killed on the cross personally while he was alive, nailed in the hands and down on the cross. He's been through it. He was tortured. So yeah, I'll go to prison for God. If it means to help another soul be saved, heck yeah, I'm going to go to prison. Heck yeah, I'm going to get beat up. Why? Because we don't want to lose other souls into hell. We don't want to be burned in that fiery lake. God has it out for us because he wants us to be used. So think again before you complain about someone else's life over your life, or because something's going wrong, or you're losing everything. Just know that God is using you and things are going right for your story, nobody else's. Okay? All right. Well, I thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. Have a blessed day, night, morning, evening, whenever you are listening to this. All right. Bye. I love you.